KQED. California. Creative, bold, innovative, and huge. Home to almost 40 million people. It's hard to meet your neighbors, much less get to know the whole state. That's where the California Report magazine comes in.
Getting directions to Forks of Salmon.
Every week, we take you on a road trip for your ears and your imagination to visit the places and meet the people who make the Golden State unique. From a homeless college student in Oakland.
I don't want to look it just because I'm homeless. I have to look the part.
To a cattle ranching mom in the Sierra foothills.
I mean, we gather cows, I fix fence, we pull calves, I do everything.
A Vietnamese pop star in Orange County.
When I'm off stage, I'm like 100% completely different.
And a gym owner who performs exorcisms near Ventura.
Spirit comes into you and your voice changes, your body changes and your face changes and everything.
I'm your host, Sasha Coca. I'm a native Californian, born and raised a mile away from LAX. Went to journalism school at Berkeley, spent a lot of time in little farm worker towns during my years covering the Central Valley. Now I'm back in the Bay Area, getting sticker shock over the cost of living in coastal California. My dad's an immigrant from India, my mom from Boston. They came to California in the 60s chasing a dream, a place where they could raise a multiracial family, pursue an education, enjoy the glorious weather. That promise of California still draws people. Yet for some, the dream is increasingly out of reach. Those are the kinds of stories you'll hear on our show.
My mom's saying after our family's business went under, we went from making $2,000 a week to $300 a week, if that. So unlike my sister, when I start college next year, I'll be on my own covering tuition.
You know and trust the California Report to bring you the daily news from the Golden State each morning. Our weekly California Report magazine brings you deeper stories, intimate stories that help knit us together as Californians, no matter where we live, how much money we make, or where our families come from.
Being an outsider helps me to be a writer, to always be observing people from the perspective of someone who's a refugee and who is a little skeptical of the American dream.
Sometimes you'll hear people who may think they have nothing in common sit down together to start a conversation.
If somebody says, so what are you? Would you say transgender first?
I would say I'm a father first.
You're a father. There you go. I say way to go because that's how I would identify too.
Every week we bring you stories from every corner of the state.
For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Kerman.
I'm Peter Gilstrap in Miners Oaks.
I'm Lisa Morehouse in Klamath.
I'm Devin Katayama in Oakland.
And we have a little fun.
Woo! Yeah! I love you, California!
We hear the backstory behind some of California's biggest stars.
It's funny, a lot of the work I do, people sort of talk about it as something that I'm doing for maybe the world or for my community. It's really all pretty selfish.
I like the punctuation of a swear word. My act goes better with a few sprinklings of pepper.
In February of 1966, they were still young and happy and smiling and great. We know what happened to the Beach Boys, but what happened to those goats?
Who would know? Peter, who would know?
Somebody knows.
And meet locals from some of the state's tiniest towns.
People ask me a lot of time, John, how come you never go anywhere? I said, well, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm already here.
Subscribe to our podcast, The California Report Magazine. Your state, your stories.